I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Ian on Raven. Who's this?
Donna.
Donna, please ask Raven to leave the room.
Hey, Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Donna.
All right, Donna, we have 5 questions here. All you have to do is get more right than Raven gets right. If you do it, you win $3,400. But you can't tie him. You got to beat him. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number one, Vanessa Hudgens shared that she met her boyfriend, Cole Tucker, through a Zoom meditation. On what baseball team does Cole Tucker play shortstop and outfielder?
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Number two, The Office star Ed Helms says that a 4-year-old recently called him Nard Dog, a nickname for his former Office character. What was the name of that character?
Andy Bernard.
Number three, Downton Abbey sequel is set to hit movie theaters this Christmas. What is the name of the family in Downton Abbey that all the drama surrounds? Here's a hint. It's the last name of Lady Edith.
Dockery?
Number four, McDonald's is teaming up with K-pop superstars BTS for their own meal. Their meal will have a 10-piece chicken nugget, medium fries, medium drink, as well as sweet chili and Cajun dipping sauces. How many members are there in BTS?
7.
And number five, Oscars are this Sunday. Name one actress nominated for Best Actress in a Leading Role.
Oh, my God.
Time's up, Donna. I know, it's tough. Well, you know what? These were really hard. Let me bring Raven back in. He's not looking at me. Come on.
Yo.
All right, Donna got 3 out of 5, but they're hard.
3 out of 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Vanessa Hudgens shared that she met her boyfriend, Cole Tucker, through a Zoom meditation.
Okay.
On what baseball team does Cole Tucker play shortstop and outfielder?
Plays for the Pirates, right?
Yep. Number two, The Office star Ed Helms says a 4-year-old recently called him Nard Dog, a nickname for his former Office character. What was the name of that character?
He's Andy Bernard, proud Cornell graduate.
Yes. Number three, Downton Abbey sequel is set to hit movie theaters this Christmas. What is the name of the family in Downton Abbey that all the drama surrounds? Hint, it's the last name of Lady Edith.
It's Crowley, isn't it?
Yes. How do you know that?
My wife watches now.
Number four, McDonald's is teaming up with K-pop superstars BTS for their own meal. Sounds delicious. 10-piece chicken nuggies, medium fries, medium drink, as well as sweet chili and Cajun dipping sauces.
Okay.
How many members are in BTS?
It's either 5 or 7. I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to say 5.
Nope, it's 7.
Ah!
And number 5, Oscars are this Sunday. Name one actress nominated for Best Actress in a Leading Role.
Viola Davis.
Yes, that's from Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Get some!
All right, I don't think we need to jump up and scream, get some, Raven. To me, that seems like a little bit much.
All right, $3,500 on Monday.
Donna, he beat you 4-3. We will give you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
It's Donna and I can't beat Raven.
Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Make sure you're listening after noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. We'll give you the first 2 answers to Monday's 5 pop culture questions.